Hey, Jim Bro here, and today's training in the Mind Gym is called the Gentle Reset. And we're going to use a metaphor of changing radio stations. Now, I'm almost 63, so I remember this very clearly. If you're a lot younger, this might not resonate with you, but you could probably imagine this. But back in the day when we'd go driving on a trip, you'd get radio stations, right? And you always try to find one of radio that you really like. And that works for a while, but as you keep going further and further, that old radio station would fade and new ones would kind of go over the radio station. So two radio stations would blend. They'd be very close on the dial. Maybe you were listening to 98 on the dial and that started to fade and sort of 98.2 starts coming in, but it's in a different city. And so the old radio station would fade and it would be really hard to get, and a new radio station would come on. And sometimes that radio station was great and played the kind of music you like, and sometimes it didn't. And so you'd have to search for a new station. So that's the idea here. And it's really for changing that inner dialogue. Now, people who have perfectionistic tendencies generally have a very harsh inner critic. And we want to switch that. We want to change the station, if you will, and have self-compassion. I really like the work of Dr. Kristen Neff. And she defines self-compassion as actually having three components. One is self-kindness. And that self-kindness is in place of self-judgment. And this really involves treating yourself with care and understanding and kindness, just like you would a friend. The second element is the sense of common humanity. And that's in place of isolation. I've seen it again and again over the decades. And isolation never works. It's not an exaggeration. Isolating yourself from everyone else does not work. The sense of I'm the only one that has this problem is not true. That idea of common humanity, everybody suffers, everyone's imperfect, everyone makes mistakes. So really having that sense of shared humanity helps. And then the third element of self-compassion is mindfulness versus over-identifying with a thought or a feeling. This is defusing from those thoughts or kind of creating psychological distance from a thought or a feeling, not making it you, but rising above it and actually be able to watch those thoughts, okay? So that is the gentle reset. We're using the reset of a radio station. Old one kind of is fading away. New one comes online very strongly. It might be soft at first, but it gets stronger and stronger over time, okay? So if you have kind of that harsh inner critic or perfectionist tendencies, it's great to strive and want to do well, but let's have some compassion and maybe some more flexibility around how we strive. So get in a nice, comfortable position for you. That could be seated comfortably, or you could be comfortably lying down. And enjoy breathing in and out through your nose at a pace and a depth that's right for you. Really feel that sense of comfort sinking in deeper and deeper. And if your eyes aren't already closed, go ahead and close them on down now. And imagine a much younger time for you. Imagine being a child on a trip, and you're in the car. Someone's driving very well. You don't have to worry about it. You're very safe. And you might hear the tires on the road. And sometimes there's a rhythm there. You can hear the tires going over cracks in the pavement, or just the lull of the tires. And your eyes are closed and you're resting comfortably. Maybe you even have a pillow that you brought on the trip. And you hear that radio. You can hear it playing your favorite songs back then. Maybe there's even a song that you're waiting for, hoping that it'll play. As you go on further and further, you can relax more and more, listening to the hum of the tires on the road, hearing those favorite songs. And then some stations start to fade and crackle, and new stations come on. They might be soft at first and they get louder. They might fade in and out, but sooner or later, that old station begins to fade. And it might pop up every once in a while, but over time it gets softer and softer. And that new station comes on. It's soft at first, and then it's louder. Sometimes it fades a little bit, and it's softer, but then it gets louder. And you hear that new station more and more, more and more. You don't have to be perfect to be loved. You are not the voice in your head. That voice was never you.
Safe to rest.
That voice,
you don't need to earn your worth,
was a leftover echo.
You don't have to be perfect.
Trying to protect you, but using the wrong tools.
You don't have to be perfect to be loved.
It's safe to rest.
You never did.
Even messy things can be beautiful.
Everyone hides something.
Even broken things can be whole.
It's safe to rest.
You're not defective.
You don't have to be perfect.
Everyone fails.
You don't have to be
everyone forgets
to be loved. You never
like did. A radio station fading out of range. Let that old voice
you
try
don't
to
have
speak
to be
and notice
to be
it's
loved.
It's quieter now.
You never did.
You wouldn't talk to
you don't
a child
have to be
the way
perfect
that voice talks to
be
you.
Loved.
Imagine your inner
it's
critic as
rest.
A squirrel
you
and yelling through a megaphone
to be loved.
It's safe
you
to
never
rest.
Did.
You don't need to earn
it's safe
your worth.
To rest.
It's safe to rest.
You don't have to be perfect.
Would you take life advice from that squirrel?
You don't have to
exactly.
be perfect.
So thank
to
it.
Be loved.
Then change the station.
You don't need to earn your worth.
You don't need to earn
it's
your
safe
worth.
To rest.
It's safe to rest.
You don't have to be perfect.
Everyone fails.
To be loved. You never
everyone
did.
Forgets.
It's safe.
You don't
to rest.
Need to earn your worth.
You don't have
you
to
were
be
enough
perfect
before you began.
To be loved.
You don't have
you
to be perfect
before you began
to be loved.
You don't have to be
you're not
perfect
defective
to be loved.
You
never
you're human.
Did.
You were enough before you began.
You don't have to be
you were enough before you began.
Loved. You never did.
You'll remember
everyone
to be kind
sometimes,
especially when you
rest.
Forget. It gets
you don't
softer.
Need to earn your worth.
You're not defective.
You don't need to earn your
you're
worth.
You're human. And your breath
and
gets
from
stronger.
Now on,
it's safe
in the smallest
to rest
of moments.
You don't have
every
to be perfect
the old voice
to
returns,
be loved. You're not defective.
Kindness will
you're
rise
human.
Like warm water.
It's safe to rest.
You.
You don't have to be perfect.
It's safe
to be
rest.
Loved. You never did. And you'll remember who you truly are. Begin to notice your breath again, the gentle rise and fall. Become aware of the strength and support of the chair or the ground beneath you, the room around you. And as you come back, you might carry this with you, a softness, a smile, a reminder that your worth was never up for debate.
So when you're ready, you can begin to move your fingers, your toes. Let your body stretch just a little. And take two or three easy breaths. And when you're ready, open your eyes, feeling clear, connected, and deeply, warmly enough.